Good morning. It is 8:15. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. The COVID-19 virus, it's people gone a little bit nutty and in some respects understandable, but yeah, remain calm. It's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to come around like we read this letter from a doctor from the Quad Cities saying, yeah, at some point it's probably going to come to your work, your family, maybe you, but you know, it'll come and it'll go unless you have the underlying health issues, basically. But the thing it's really affecting is business in many, many different ways. And our guest this morning to talk more about that, especially with the small business and local, he's the owner of the Landmark Cafe and Creperie, Phil Dickinson, joining us this morning. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, yeah, number one, Phil brought us treats. And so we got to mention one of the many, many places that are open. And I will mention also Galesburg.info, keyword open for business. That will tell you all the businesses that are, if you're wondering if they're open, you can find them all on there, all the restaurants and everything that are serving. But the Carriage House Bakery, right kind of across the street from you guys there on Seminary, open for business. And I see wonderful snacks in there. So thank you.
Yeah, I brought you snacks, which theoretically might be for the rest of the office. Theoretically. As well.
Theoretically.
But you cut out. I didn't hear that last
yeah, yeah, I get that a lot. We brought cinnamon rolls and muffins and Danish and scones. And humorously, or I shouldn't say humorously, but interestingly, Orange Cup Java Station is now carrying their product.
Oh, really?
As a way of benefiting Carriage House and making their products more accessible. Henderson Street business, the Baldwins, who are helping out this business. Yesterday, I think they had to run down three times to get more.
Wow.
And it's the relief in the owners of Carriage House's voices yesterday of this helps.
Yeah.
And that's literally, I think, what we're seeing across the city is the number of restaurants that are sharing information and talking through processes is impressive. It's reassuring. And it speaks to the Galesburg. I mean, how many restaurants right now are doing delivery, curbside pickup, carryout? And carryout, to my understanding, is actually allowed now. There was a clarification two evenings ago that included the words carryout and with social distancing and common sense applied, so you can walk into a business if you're comfortable and order something. Every restaurant I've seen is crazy on the disinfecting and sanitizing, which is absolutely the right thing to do.
And not that you weren't already. That's the thing.
Well, it's to a level that I've never seen in 40 years of doing this. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's absolutely appropriate. So, and then there's curbside, where literally there doesn't have to be physical contact at all. You pay online, you pull up, the business brings out your food, puts it in your car. And after 40 years, I was in an unfamiliar area yesterday of the hospitality business, which is we started delivery.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the restaurants are doing delivery as well. Pay online, we go. We had one group say, we're here, just drop it outside, we'll get it. And so for those who have some concerns, that's the nice thing is this is scalable and adaptable to fit what your concerns are.
And I shouldn't laugh. I laugh because that's what they knew Phil was coming. They didn't want him to want to be in contact. But it wasn't really that.
Pulling up to my house.
Yeah,
but the door is locked and nobody wants, just leave it here.
But yeah, I mean, I guess overall, the less contact you have with people, I guess the better. It helps prevent the spread.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the effect a little bit. And there are some businesses that are going to be affected more than others. Obviously, number one, bars. That, you know, whether it's Sam, you know, over at Bar 65 or whomever that don't serve food, it's, you know, there's no income for those people.
Right. It's an absolute hard shutdown that they're not in control of.
Yeah. And have you talked to any other businesses, for instance, even just on Seminary Street itself, some of the other small businesses, because I'm guessing, grocery stores, people are going nuts and buying stuff, but some of the other businesses, people, I'm guessing, are not patronizing as much.
Well, I think you're seeing it more as the week progresses, that the message is sinking in. The reactions are starting to show. People are staying home, avoiding public places where there'd be a large close proximity option. And so it's difficult for them because retail businesses are cash flow businesses. Use today's money to pay for last month's bills. Today's money is dried up. And so it's a matter of making your business survivable, helping your staff so that they can get through this, because if your business is solid and everybody says when this passes, there's going to be an economic surge that we probably haven't seen the likes of in quite a while. But you can't surge if you don't have your employees. So look, I can only speak for me in this instance. Our whole business model isn't about making enough money to pay bills, making enough money for me to make a profit. It's how can we stay viable enough to employ most of our employees and keep them in a way that they can get through this, maybe not to the degree that I'd like, you know, that, hey, it's 100%. Now, there are some new legal options coming through, which I think are absolutely going to be tremendously helpful to everyone. There does need to be an injection of cash into the system, but that in itself isn't a fix. Having the option, if you don't feel comfortable, you can actually get unemployment now right away.
Well, I know you probably don't want to say this, but I want to say this, that when it comes, if you are ordering and you go pick up, make sure not only that you tip, but you tip generously, because it that tip isn't just necessarily for Phil that brings your food out to you or whoever you grabbed it from at the counter. That's something that's helping overall, because some of the employees that work on, you know, that tips are a major part of their income. If they're able to get unemployment or whatever, but at this point, you know, every little bit helps.
Well, and that's the funny thing is, for the first time yesterday, I used the words, would you like to add a tip to this order? We don't ever allow tipping on carryouts in traditional times. The money that we collect for tips, and again, I can only speak to our business, that money goes for a delivery charge, which we charge for our deliveries, not with the idea that we're not trying to grow our delivery business. We're delivering so that our employees can make some money. And it's all servers who are the delivery drivers, servers and cooks who don't, maybe aren't going to get as many hours. This is a way for them to augment what they're getting in terms of pay. Delivery charges are direct to them. Tips, if they're delivering, are direct to them. Tips that we get for carryout orders are being pooled because the hosts, myself, my chef, we're all doing fine and we can survive this. But it's the hourly employees, the folks who do most of the work, that are struggling. And so all of the money that we get for that is going to be split amongst them. And it was fun to see yesterday. I know one person, a local car specialist in this town, who's been very public about being generous about during this time. I think one of my employees ended up with something like a $90 tip.
Wow.
And the relief in her voice, you know, she's got 4 kids, 2 stepkids. Anything like that helps. Yeah. We're not out with our hands out asking for it, but this town has always ultimately pulled together, and we're seeing it in a lot of different ways right now. The restaurants are working. I mean, this completely turned their worlds upside down starting Sunday at 3:30 in the afternoon. But to customers, the amount of support has not been surprising, but it's been amazing to see. And we appreciate what we've seen so far. We'll see how the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks adapts.
Yeah. Phil Dickinson is the owner of the Landmark Cafe and Creperie here in downtown Galesburg on Seminary Street. And again, if you go to galesburg.info, keyword open for business, you'll be able to see all those restaurants that are open. And most of them are. And again, depending on the restaurant, Landmark, for instance, yes, They have carryout available. You can go in and pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have curbside available. Yes, you have delivery available. It's different for different places. Some of them are only doing, if they have a drive-through window, they're doing drive-through. Some are doing both drive-through and curb, or some drive-through, curb, carryout. Some aren't doing delivery. And I want to go back to the tipping that we talked about a minute ago. I would also add, because there are places, I don't know if I should or not, places like, say, the Carriage House Bakery, or you mentioned the Java Station. Those are the kind of places I wouldn't necessarily tip. This would be the time to do that at those places as well, because, again, even though you don't have people necessarily working for tips there, but, you know, those hourly employees trying to support them, or even just the business owners that, again, they may not be doing as much business as they were, and it may continue to drop off as this thing spreads.
I would say I would stagger that response. I would agree with it, but I would say, first of all, support your businesses.
Right.
If you're able to, go out and get something when it's appropriate. If you're somebody who's doing it in spite of struggling, support your business, first of all. Second, if you're one of those folks who has a little discretionary income, you want to leave a little extra, we absolutely appreciate it. Every business will. It's not a requirement, but it is a nice way of sharing the load. If you're one of those folks who isn't going to struggle during this, and you then I'd say, yeah, we would love to see a gratuity that will be basically just passed directly on to the staff that needs it the most. Because, I can only speak to my restaurant. The Landmark Cafe, I've owned it for close to 25 years. I've run it for more than 30. But the reality is, I am not the Landmark Cafe anymore. The staff does all the work. I do less than 1% of what happens in that restaurant, and they make the restaurant what it is. Our goal, and I would have to assume every single restaurant's goal and every single business is, we're trying to preserve our staff so that when we do have this boom, we're ready to move forward really well without missing a beat. If we are retraining, rehiring, repopulating, then all of a sudden it's a different game. So we'd like to say thank you to everybody who's been out and supporting every business during this time. We're in this together. I think you'll begin to see more cooperative efforts between the restaurants to help, as well as they begin to stop looking at their specific issues and they began to raise their heads and see all the issues as well. And so it's going to be a process of Galesburg helping Galesburg, supporting each other, and helping everybody in this tremendous time of unknown. You know, I think as more information comes up and becomes more clear, we're all going to feel better because we can now understand the roadmap that we're on, because there's enough information to know where you're at and where we have to go.
You know, one of the things I've never done that I started doing, every time Tyler does a sports cast, I give him either a nickel or a penny. But on the other hand, after I do the weather forecast, I ask for it back. So,
yeah.
It's kind of like a curse jar.
If he gives you a nickel, you give him a penny.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, maybe I should just give him pennies then.
Yeah.
Phil Dickinson, owner of the Landmark, with us here this morning. This is a hypothetical, I guess. And is there rules, so to speak, out there? For instance, it's going to be kind of rainy today, but 65. But say we have next week a sunny 72-degree day. Are people able to dine al fresco at the Landmark?
No gathered dining whatsoever.
Okay.
The idea of the social distancing, staying apart, still applies.
Okay.
And even if somebody comes in to pick up carryout, the restaurant is mandated to maintain social distancing. That's part of the gig. And it's why originally the first initial ruling was they didn't mention carryout on purpose, because there was no way. They took a little time, thought it through, and said, okay, to help the businesses that don't have the ability to do that yet, they allow carryout dining, or they allow carryout pickup, but they tell the restaurants that you basically have to spread your areas out and you have to be responsible for your customers rather than, well, it's not my problem. And so
right.
That's worked out well. so far. The majority of our pickups yesterday were curbside or delivery. Few people came in, and simply because they were in the area. And so it's applying common sense in a time where rules are going to rule.
I would also say, with after Tyler and I speak, you should disinfect your speakers after listening to us. I'm just saying.
Well, that's just, that goes year round. Sense.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump in and say, if I were you folks, I'd one, disinfect your radios and maybe some ears.
There you go. That's a good idea too. Absolutely.
Just here to help.
Phil Dickinson is the owner of the Landmark here in downtown Galesburg. This coronavirus is, and it's, you know, it's far reaching. And, you know, I mentioned this yesterday. If your plan was like, man, I really want to go out to eat. I want to sit down. I'll just go across the river to Davenport. Well, Iowa now also, and at some point it's probably going to be all 50 states. There are more and more coming on board. I know, in talking with my daughter yesterday, I asked, are you still working? Because she's in food service and assistant manager and a server at a restaurant near Nashville. Broadway, Honky Tonk Highway, that's all shut down. Everything else, not so far. She said, it's been really crowded in here because mm-hmm. people want to go, and as much as they know they should social distance, like, yeah, you know, as long as it's available, I'm still going to do it. So you got, I think Missouri at this point is the only border state that has not yet done the same thing we've done in Illinois, but, you know, Iowa, I think Wisconsin, Indiana, Kentucky have all mm-hmm. closed them down, and the same thing, delivery carry out. So yeah, if your plan was to go somewhere else, just stay home. And but the bottom line is you can still support all the local businesses. You can still support the local restaurants, but you just have to eat it at home or in your car, wherever you want, together with your family.
And I was talking with a person at a restaurant near Peoria last night because they were feeling pretty overwhelmed. And I was like, unplug a little, turn off social media. You're not going to feel good if you get on social media, because it is a wonderful way to communicate, but it's also an unfiltered way to get information out, and the unfiltering is both important but overwhelming. Pay attention to your life. You know, be in the moment, talk to your neighbors, check on those among us who will need it. Live your life. It'll be okay. We'll get through this, but it's going to take some time, and we don't have all the answers yet. When we get answers, when there's a vaccine, when the tests are flowing and we get a true picture, we'll all feel better. And imagine that day where they say, we're good, you can go back out. Imagine how wonderful it will be spring, hopefully only spring.
Yeah.
It'll be sunny, it'll be green, and we'll be able to live our lives, and we'll appreciate it that much more.
Stop hoarding the toilet paper. You want to hoard something, hoard the spinach bisque. How about that?
I 100% endorse that concept, but you will need some toilet paper as well. Keep perspective.
Okay. That's true. That is true. Does it keep? Can you freeze it?
Freezing bisque doesn't really work.
Okay.
It does. It tends to separate because there's cream there's moisture in spinach. So you freeze the two and it stays separated.
Yeah.
But we do it in half gallons. We do it in gallons. It's like anything else. Get the comfort food that you want, but look around, see what people are offering. It may be just the regular menu. It may be something unique that's going to lift your spirits. If you are a barbecue person, look around for that perfect brisket or the great ribs that you like.
Yep.
If you're into sub sandwiches, find something that's going to make you feel better for now. And enjoy the day.
And if you do get on social media, one of the things you can find is that some of the restaurants are having coupons and doing some specials during all this to help lure you in.
Yep. It's one of those where I think we've all been very respectful of, we're not trying to dominate the market ourselves. My personal thing is, I'm not trying to get more business. I'm trying to make sure the business we have rewards our employees directly. You know, a lot of them may not have a delivery fee. I absolutely love that. We do, simply with the idea it wasn't based on me getting business. It was me getting business that helped support the folks who were actually working. And the beautiful thing out of this. I think I have 30 and 4 employees, and we gave everybody an option to stay home if they chose. We have 2 employees who just traveled, so they're on 14 days of, nope, you can't be in here. And the nice thing was both of them were like, I think I should stay home for a while so that we don't risk. And I applaud them for, you know, having that foresight. But 34 employees, I want to say 22 right now are actively working. And yesterday we brought some others in and we began to do a deep clean on everything so that if we're going to be closed, we have an opportunity to improve the restaurant. Let's do that right now.
Phil Dickens, an owner of the Landmark, joining us here this morning. And again, do your part. Reward yourself by getting a meal from somewhere or, snack from the Carriage House Bakery or your coffee from Innkeepers, wherever it is. But again, galesburg.info, keyword open for business, and you're going to find out everybody that's open. And again, it's a good chunk of the businesses here. And do your best to support them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning. We really do appreciate them. Best of luck with everything. Hopefully that warm spring sunny day comes and we're all out celebrating and we can toss our spinach bisque in the air and catch it in our mouths and a big celebration. Yes.
It burns.
Phil, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, folks.